BBC News with Debbie Russ. President Donald Trump has said he's committed to the security of Japan and that their alliance is the cornerstone of peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Speaking after talks at the White House, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said they had also agreed that the nuclear threat from North Korea was a high priority. Mr. Trump said U.S.-Japan trade ties should be fair and reciprocal. U.S. media are reporting that President Trump may hold off appealing to the Supreme Court to get a legal block on his proposed travel ban reversed. Mr. Trump said he was instead considering a new executive order on immigration. People in India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, are going to the polls to elect a new assembly. With its population of 200 million, the vote is being seen as a referendum on the government of the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, and his campaign against corruption. At least 17 people have died in a stampede in a football stadium in Angola. About 60 people were injured in the incident in the city of Ouija in North Angola. Local reports say hundreds of people stormed one of the gates after the start of the match. Officials from the Brazilian state of Espírito Santo say they've reached an accord with police after they had threatened to charge more than 700 police officers with rebellion following a week-long strike. Around 120 people died in the violence that week. The killings erupted in various cities after family and friends of the police blocked their barracks a week ago to demand higher pay. Peru says it believes that the country's former president, Alejandro Toledo, who is wanted on corruption charges, is in the United States. Officials say they had contacted the U.S. authorities to request help with apprehending Mr. Toledo. Prosecutors have accused him of taking a $20 million bribe from the Brazilian construction company, Odebrecht. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.